This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, good morning to you. On a Tuesday morning, Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie, 94 WIP. So Elliot will join us coming up shortly. Get to the OTAs and the draft picks who had all these press conferences recently, all that stuff with Elliot in a few minutes. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494 for you to join, as they say, the conversation. Let's talk to Ed in Phoenixville right now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team. Happy belated BG Day. Couldn't get on yesterday. I have a confession to make. Despite living maybe a quarter mile from the Colonial Theater, I didn't make it to the event yesterday. I feel like I need to hand in my card or sit in detention or something like that.
You're Ed from nowhere now. We can't give you Phoenixville anymore, I think.
So I think I had to kind of play my domestic points smartly. I think only James would understand this. I'm trying to see a fish show this summer with my cousin.
My man.
So that's, you know, that's kind of the decision I made. But, you know, such a wonderful day yesterday. And, you know, I just, the way Brandon, I mean, I don't think his last name begins, I don't think it's Graham. I think it's genuine. I think that's just sort of the word that kind of permeates his entire just behavior, his personality.
Yep. Let me say one thing, though, and this doesn't, because this was an interesting revelation during the BG Live event last night. And I wouldn't call this not genuine. I would call this maybe different than you would have maybe perceived. He talked last night about there were days when he didn't feel it. As a, you know, obviously, John, you know, sometimes guys don't want to practice. But, like, he didn't feel the upbeat BG thing that we all know him to be. Mm-hmm. And he admitted that he would sort of fake it. Now, I don't think that's not genuine. That's a guy knowing that, as a
sometimes
leader, he's trying
to fake it till you make it. Sometimes it's right. Not easy to be the guy who
right.
Keeps everyone else buoyant.
And part of leadership is
expectations of the people
just,
you're leading.
Yes, their expectations.
You can't come in a bad mood.
Yeah, listen, if Brandon Graham walks in a bad mood, you're going to get depressed.
Yeah, the world's going to hell in a handbasket,
exactly.
Okay?
So, Ed, he is very genuine, but it was an interesting distinction he made about how, you know, sometimes he had to talk himself into it, so to speak.
Exactly. And it just sort of connected to Brandon Graham, what made this past year so special. We talk all the time about the importance of guys like Jeff Stoutland and Vic Fangio, who have such a reputation in this league for scouting talent, developing it. Let's not forget what the job that Clint Hurt did in that defensive line room this year. And I think what he meant to those players, you saw in that Pittsburgh Steelers game when Sirianni was trying to get after Jalen Carter for punching that dude in the head. And, you know, Kerr kind of jumped in between and said, you know, I don't know what he said specifically, but, you know, he sort of, you know, I'll handle it with my players.
Yep.
And I think the players really respect that. And that's just, you know, it was kind of a reflection of Brandon Graham's personality in a way. It's kind of
I agree with that. And also, I don't think there's any player in my lifetime I've ever seen improve more in one season than Nolan Smith. And obviously, the D-line coach has to get some credit for that. I never saw a player go from, and I'm just going to be really frank here, go from a zero to a massive contributor like that in a span of about 2.5, 3 months.
Clint Hurt's been amazing.
I mean, that was unbelievable. Hey, Ed, give me a big-time answer from a show or a movie, something that that just didn't quite add up.
Well, any delivery room scene, congratulations, Mom and Dad. Here's your beautiful, healthy, 3 to 6 month old baby.
That's a good point.
That is a good
point.
That's
a great point.
Yeah, I never thought about it like that, but you're right. They're not newborns, without a doubt. Yeah.
Pretty good.
They're pretty old babies.
Yeah. And then there was the kid in Family Ties who went from being a baby to being a 5-year-old in one season. Because they didn't want to, you know, have a 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 5.
Because they're really annoying.
Yeah.
Very annoying.
Yeah. And hard to manage.
How does Bart Simpson stay the same age for 30 years?
Great question.
Ben, I've been wondering it too, man.
How does that happen?
I think it's that thing called animation.
Yeah.
But, you know. All right, let's talk to Elliot Short Parks. He's animated, and he's brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Now, Elliot is real. He's in person, or at least over the phone he is, and he's with us right now. Good morning, Elliot.
You know, I got to tell you, I agree with you on Smarty Jones being listed as an athlete.
Totally.
Yeah, like I agree the spirit of it. He's not like an athlete by definition, but I think for the rule, like what we're talking about, I think he belonged on the
list. And I'll make it real simple, Elliot, I'll make it simple. Here we go. So, first off, why are we the humans?
It's like this is definition
stuff. Elliot, why are we as humans to determine the definition of an athlete? Why doesn't a horse get to define it? So, let's start with
a horse doesn't speak English.
Athlete is a word. What that even means.
You understand athlete is a word in the English language.
Horse has intelligence.
A horse has to understand what an athlete is. Yes,
horse
knows. Be an athlete.
Great horses.
That was one of the dumber angles you've ever taken on one of these type of moments. Things.
And Elliot, here's the other thing about it. So is a horse an animal, Elliot?
I mean, yes, I would say.
Okay,
so.
Yep. Is a human an animal, Elliot?
Now that's a deep question.
You're not making the point you think you're making.
But I just
yes.
think, yeah,
we're
but
all,
I think
we're all animals.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. What does that have to do with this?
But so we're also so athlete.
But we're different
not, yeah.
species.
Yeah, we're different species
of animals.
That doesn't matter. Elliot,
yeah, it does because some species.
You're not
of animals
arguing this
are
as well as you think you are.
Tiny, I don't care.
Tiny little meadow voles that are this big. Are we going to count them the same as you?
Sure. Let's talk about Dallas Goedert.
All right.
So, yeah, I wasn't really. I didn't feel like I was winning that. So I just say let's
just
withdraw.
Quit while you're behind.
I'm going to withdraw. Elliot, what's going on with Goddard? Like, what? I feel like resolution's going to happen at some point here. What is happening?
Yeah. So the Eagles have now entered the second phase of OTAs, which means they're going to be doing on the field stuff. And I fully expect Dallas Goedert to be there. And for the first time, really, maybe in over a year, I fully expect Dallas Goedert to be on the team in 2025.
Wow.
I don't think he will be traded. I think he'll be back. We'll see what the contract ends up looking like. I don't think it'll be much more than 1 year. But if you're an Eagles fan out there that really wanted them to keep Goedert, and let's be honest, I think that's most Eagles fans.
Sure. Yep.
I think you should feel happy because I believe that's where this is headed.
Elliot, this is a so you're
huge.
Saying that you expect a contract to get hammered out, like a 1 or 2 year deal, something that he feels comfortable with
something
before
they
the season?
Well, I guess here's the question, Elliot. Do you have any sense of who's winning the negotiation? Like, a different contract, does that mean the Eagles won or does that mean Goddard won?
So I think the way you're phrasing that, I would say the Eagles probably won in that instance. I don't expect Goddard to get a raise. I don't expect him to get money beyond 2025. But I also think that from Goddard's perspective, with how this played out, it could have been way worse. Like, it's pretty clear that Goddard's attempt to go out and get a big-time contract did not work this offseason, right? Whether that was timing, whatever. And if the Eagles truly were stuck in, like, we are not going to have you on the team, he could have been released. And at that point, you're a free agent after free agency at the draft. That's a tough spot to get money. So I would expect that he will make less in 2025 than he was scheduled to make. But I also think he will probably end up making the most that he could have considering the market for him this offseason.
Good.
Wow.
That's great news.
It is great news
big.
That Dallas Goedert will potentially be the tight end, the number one tight end for this team because it makes us a better team, running the football and throwing the football.
Yeah,
yeah, and
as
also,
long as he's healthy.
Yeah.
I would say this too. Me and James talk about this a lot, like on the pod and the radio show, that, you know, I think our job is to analyze everything in terms of the contract, the depth chart, like what this means for 2025. And that's all important stuff when, you know, analyzing a team and discussing a move. But it's at its most simplistic form, I think the Eagles are just flat out better with Dallas Goedert. So,
yep.
Like, you know, does this work out for Goddard? Maybe not in the best way. Is it like create roster complications in terms of who they keep? Probably. But at the bottom line is the Eagles have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl with Dallas Goedert on the roster. And it didn't look like that was going to happen. And now I believe it will.
I totally agree. So, Elliot, we have the second phase of the offseason program, meaning they're out on the field. They're practicing with coaches. This is for the new draftees, the new free agents, but also I would assume some of the guys that we added free agency wise before the draft, guys like, I don't know, A.J. Dillon or
Kendall Lamb
or Kenyon Green. What can you tell us about, you know, how many guys are around? Anything that you're picking up from interesting, you know, little things you can glean from the young guys? What are you seeing?
Yeah. So, I mean, the Eagles always have very good attendance at this. I think one thing Nick Sirianni has done, especially early on in his time with the Eagles, is like he incentivized coming to these things. If you remember the first years, they didn't have a mandatory mini camp as a way to get more people in the building. Now, they do have a mandatory mini camp this time around, but I still expect them to have great attendance. The Eagles have already posted some like pictures and videos. You can see A.J. Dillon's out there, and I would expect most of the new free agents are out there. So, yeah, for sure. I mean, for guys that are new to the team, getting out there, getting to know your teammates, just, and I would also say, like, obviously learning the playbook is important, but I think that what these first few phases of the first few weeks of the offseason are really about is like getting acclimated to the team, learning how things are done, learning how they practice,
sure,
so that when they really get into like the nitty gritty of the playbook out on the field, they're comfortable enough to like fully take that in and participate.
So they were practicing yesterday, and there were, you were able to see some of that, I'm assuming, correct?
No. Yeah, so it was, it's all right. We weren't getting
John
any
still thinks
access.
It's 30 years ago, and you know,
yeah,
everyone's
wish,
got access to everything.
Trust me, yeah. I know we don't really get much access to the offseason. Now, we do the mandatory minicamp, and there'll probably be one or two days over the next few weeks where we get to be out there and like watch them warm up.
Okay.
But no, yeah, the mandatory minicamp, we will get full access to that. So that'll be fun, but that's a few weeks away.
Elliot, so it used to be there were 15 off-season days, like 15 days of OTA things. And then there were a certain number that were mandatory. There were a certain number that were voluntary.
Well, there was also the Buddy Ryan system, which it's called voluntary,
yeah,
but it is mandatory.
It's fake.
Reed, do you remember that?
Right.
When Buddy would have the it's voluntary, but if you didn't show up, I'm cutting your ass.
You're not going to be on
the
team.
The rules
right.
were so ridiculous. Tom Coughlin, if you're 5 minutes late, if you're 5 minutes early, you're 10 minutes late.
There's always
it's like
the
rules are the rules.
Players Association has gained more power over the last
little bit,
25 years. So, Elliot, one of the things to me that stood out with BG Day yesterday, and obviously was a hallmark of BG's tenure, was his personality. I mean, part of what we vibed with so much was just what a great guy he is and how funny he is and upbeat. So you've had a chance in the last, I guess it's week and a half now, to be around some of the draft picks, press conferences. Let's talk about the personality of some of the new guys. What has stood out to you from Jahad Campbell on through whomever? Who's got a personality that you think Philly's going to take to? What are some of the guys like as people that you sense?
Yeah, so I would say Jahad, in the few times we've talked to him, definitely seems like he has a big personality. You know, I think comparing anybody to BG at this point is probably silly, but like he definitely in his press conference, like big smile, he's laughing, he's making jokes, he seemed very comfortable. And I do think a lot of that is like just a very authentic kind of
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Excitement that he's playing for the team he grew up rooting for, right? So you look at like him and Kyle McCord, and obviously Kyle McCord, you know, not going to have as big of a role as Jahad Campbell this year. He probably won't play a single down. But I don't think there's any question that when you draft guys that actually grew up rooting for the team, like that's a bonus. I mean, put all of us like in their shoes, right? Like obviously if you had to go do radio in another market, like you would do a good job and you'd be professional, but there's nothing like doing it for the city that you grew up in and that you grew up rooting for.
So in front of the family and the friends who also cheered that team on.
Right. Yeah. So I think there is an authentic happiness there with Jahad Campbell that's definitely come across. Some of the later round guys we got a chance to meet, like Miles Hinton, the offensive tackle out of Michigan. You know, his dad played 13 years in the NFL. I think he was a 7-time Pro Bowler. Like you could sense the confidence that Miles comes to the
Who
NFL
was his dad?
Chris Hinton.
What's
Chris,
that?
Chris Hinton.
Oh, I remember Chris Hinton.
Yeah, he was a legit dude for
he
a while.
He sure was.
I think I remember him too.
Colts, right?
Yeah, correct. Colts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember him for a long time. Absolutely.
So you could just sense his confidence up at the podium. You know, Ty Robinson, the defensive tackle out of Nebraska. Like it was just, in my opinion, I would say the word that described the rookie class so far and meeting them is confident. Like it didn't feel the majority of them looked like prepared for the moment. And I think that that's obviously big because they're walking into a big new challenge in their life.
So Elliot, what's next for the Eagles? I mean, these OTA things, I kind of get lost. Like, When's the mandatory and what's in between?
Yeah, so they just completed phase one. Phase one was 2 weeks. That's basically just weightlifting. Phase three started, I think it was yesterday. Phase two started yesterday. That's 3 weeks. Then they can do on-field workouts. They can do individuals. They can do group stuff. And they can start to do the football stuff. And so 3 weeks from now is phase four. That's where the OTAs like truly take place for probably what you're picturing. 7-on-7, 9-on-7. And then that would be when the mandatory mini camp takes place. So, we still have a few weeks to go before we get to see like the full team out there.
Which phase is kicking a team's ass in the Super Bowl? Is that phase 100?
I think that's the normal phase for this team.
That's pretty incredible. Did you enjoy BG Day yesterday, Elliot?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, like BG deserved it. Like first thing I would say, just being there last night, seeing all the people lining up to take pictures with him. I'll be honest, I've gotten a lot of text messages this morning about what a great job you did, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job by you on that. And it was just a really cool day. Like obviously BG has been a huge part of the community. And I think like from getting to see BG behind the scenes for the past 10 years, the best thing I could say is he is just truly someone where if you're a fan of his and you meet him, that experience is a good one. Like I've seen, you know, fans meet players and, you know, not that the players are rude, but it's probably not the most like magical experience you hope when you meet someone you root for.
Right.
Like BG, the amount of time in his career I have seen him take for every single interaction to make it special is truly like it's, you know, it's nice to watch. So I thought yesterday was really cool.
Good stuff. Elliot, good work, bud. We will talk soon. Thanks, Elliot.
Yep. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Back to the phones we go. Let's get to Jordan calling from Princeton. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, morning show. Good morning, Philadelphia. Very well done yesterday for Brandon Graham Day. Thoroughly enjoyable broadcast. So thanks to all.
Glad you liked it, my man.
Jeff Lurie had a great interview, and it was great to hear him in a more candid format on the show. And he said something that I thought was just so appropriate and so emblematic of the Philadelphia Eagles. This guy's got a belief that choosing integrity over success will lead you to success. And as an owner for 30 years, he's picking the right players. He's picking guys with character. He's picking guys that are family oriented and
team-oriented. Tell me something, Jordan. Saquon could have caused some problems with that record that he was kept from getting. But because he had the integrity to know the team matters more than individual record, it was a non-issue.
He also knew it was the closest he was ever going to get to a Super Bowl.
He was, I mean, but it was also the closest he's probably ever going to get to breaking an all-time record. You know what I'm saying?
Become a Super Bowl champion.
No, I know. And there was also this argument, and John, you were making it. There's certainly, and we'll never know what would have happened, there's certainly the possibility they could have achieved both.
Yeah.
I think so.
You know, I mean, probably is what I'll say. Probably.
Likely.
Likely.
Again, though, like, yeah. Think about Landon Dickerson and Cam Jurgens barely making it through the championship game and stuff. So, like, right. I get it, but I don't think we could say probably.
But here's without
ramifications.
Well, I'll stick by probably, but we know that it might not have happened. My point is, he didn't cause a stink. So to your point, Jordan, part of Lurie's point and Howie is, you pick not only the right players, you pick the right people.
The right personalities, the right attitude, the right outlook. That's what wins championships. It's not going out there and signing the one guy or getting the one draft pick. It's about building a culture. And I think Jeffrey Lurie should be commended and respected for what he's built here in the city of Philadelphia.
There's a lot to be said for that. Yeah,
totally agree. Especially compared to the Sixers. Come on.
Yeah. Right? I think the best compliment you could pay Brandon Graham is, you hope your son turns out to be like Brandon Graham.
Totally agree.
Like, that's the way I feel.
Totally agree.
And that's the kind of culture I think that has made that such a winning force in the NFL.
Yep.
You hope your son grows up to be like Brandon Graham.
Because part of that is not just integrity, but it's being tough in tough times.
All the intangibles.
Digging down.
Yes. Yes.
Because we all have tough times. And you got it. And listen,
he could have folded up his camp and gone home years ago. Well, when he wasn't playing, when he got drafted and no one was happy about it, he could have folded up shop and just left. Say, you know what, it's not for me.
He finished with more Super Bowl rings than Earl Thomas.
Correct.
That really says something, given how it started.
Correct.
My God. Jordan, give me a big answer from a show or movie. What doesn't quite make sense?
I got to just make two more quick points here. When he's talking about swatting the ball out of Tom Brady's hands in 52, who else was thinking Jim Johnson in that moment? I mean, I don't think Brandon Graham ever played for Jim Johnson, but the legacy of Jim Johnson as a defensive coordinator remains in that locker room, and it's all about having a well-coached defense with effort that never stops. I have one quick thing on the Phillies. I see about 24 Phillies games a year. I'm not a season ticket holder. Can't plan my life that way. I was at the game on Saturday. It's great that we're all showing up and selling out games. Hey, Philadelphia, you're in a baseball game. Watch the damn baseball game. Stop taking Instagram selfies.
I'm going to disagree.
Watch the game.
I'm kind of with Jordan.
If I want to put the mustard on my hot dog, am I not allowed to put mustard on my
hot dog? That's a very different thing.
It's the getting up and it's the getting down and it's the tie and it's a baseball game. You're watching the greatest sport that's ever been created, the American pastime. Be with your family. Put the damn phones down. Teach your kids something about the game. Enjoy the time.
What
if there's a hot chick in your section?
Then look at her instead of your phone. What are you talking about?
Don't look at the phone.
Don't look at your phone.
But he also said watch the game. What if I'm looking at the hot girl? I'm not watching the baseball game. Fundamentally, I'm not doing what Jordan said to do.
Was Amy at the game with you? Or?
She was not.
Joe,
hypothetically speaking.
It's like looking into the sun. You take a quick look, and then you look away. You can't look for too long.
All right, Jordan, give me an answer.
You can just stare. Come on.
What do you got?
My 11-year-old is the world's biggest Metallica fan, John Ritchie. He plays Master of Puppets. He scored it himself on acoustic. So I'm hoping this answer brings...
Don't beg for the frickin' prize. Just give an answer.
He's begging, Joe.
I'm begging. Weekend at Bernie's. Two movies. I love them. How did no one realize this guy was a corpse?
It's a great answer.
It's a great answer.
It's a great answer. He's so correct.
That's got a shot to win.
That could absolutely win.
Like, when does rigor mortis set in?
That's got a shot.
Great call.
I love it. All right, Ava Graham just walked in. Ava, good morning.
Joe to Cameron. Man, what an incredible job you did last night at BG Live. I was really just blown away by the entire event.
Thank you.
The whole day was a labor of love, and I say that because we love BG. And I heard you on my way in discussing him and who he is, and, you know, what you see is what you get. And that's just 1,000,000% correct. And we love him, and we started this program that Joe put so much work into, by the way. I mean, he had questions for days, this guy. Like, nobody should be shocked. But we wanted it to kind of be around an hour and a half, right? I'm just going to put that out there. That's what we were thinking. The crowd last night
went wild.
At Colonial Theater, man, they just wanted more and more. Yeah. The Eagles chants throughout the night, the energy that was in the building, people were just yelling out, oh, BG, I love you. And, you know.
It was wild, Ava.
It was.
And I mean that in a good way. It was wild.
I just got goosebumps because right? It was a really beautiful display of what is so great about the city of Philadelphia. And that is sports make us a community. We all come together in these mm-hmm. moments. And it was like, I think it was Ruth who was saying she felt like she was having a conversation with Brandon because he was so candid and yeah. funny. And, you know, he was poking fun at you from here, like time
yeah,
to time.
Was.
And
yeah, it was.
And Joe, you were so animated in ways like he's getting up, guys. He's asking a question and he's like hiding behind a chair. I mean, like he just. You really did a phenomenal job.
All right, rein it in, Ava. Enough already.
Listen.
Yeah, it's BG Day, not Joe to Camera
know,
Day,
James,
okay?
I know, and it, well, and it
BG
does...
BG Day
it
was
does,
yesterday.
It does pain me a little. It pains me a little to do this, but I really wanted to say what a great job you did. And I think the entire WIP staff yes. and Odyssey in general, Bonnie Hoffman, Walter Kosk, Melissa Rigg, Sonia Forsina, Michael Steinberg, Rob Kalustian, Rob Lakin, obviously our program director.
And...
What?
And Ava Graham.
And I was going to say Mike Angelina, but still.
And
I mean,
Ava Graham.
I mean, it was a
really, the whole staff did an unbelievable. I'm sure we're not getting all the names.
Gabe, Tucker Bagley. Yeah. I know. I'm just thinking them as they come. Yeah. And the people at Colonial, thank you so much, yeah. Drew, who helped us out throughout the evening. Ginger, who was doing our AV. We really came together as a team and for somebody that we all really, really admire and adore. And it's seeing Jordan and Brent surprise him on
How
stage.
How great was that when those guys came? Because Brandon didn't know those guys were about
no,
to pop out.
No, we had, you know, miking them up. We're like keeping them outside the building. Right. And, you know, they're in the, and they kept, both of them kept poking their heads out. And I was like, I'm just waiting for some drunk Eagles fan, which I'm going to say drunk because we ran out of Gran Carmino last night of tequila at the place. I mean, like people were that's having a blast.
Yeah.
And that's my kind of good time. It sure. was so much fun. And I'm happy. I can't wait to do it again in a different element. Maybe we all need like a little rest.
Well, so
you yourself being in here this
I'm
early.
I'm good. I'm fine. But I'll say, so, Ava, thanks for the kind words. Congrats to you and the whole staff. It was certainly a team effort. It did bring to mind two things for me. One, I hope we can do these kind of events more often. Any number of things we could focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Anniversary of championships, whatever. There's so many things you can, you know. I mean, we at WIP, we're radio station, right? Hitting the microphone. But we're also now on YouTube, mm-hmm. right? So we got the visual thing, but we should be in the events business as well. I mean, we can do this
WIP
kind of stuff.
Live.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Wow, and the James, other, that's exactly it.
And the other thing, I like that, James, the other thing, and I said this to Brandon at the end, I'm like, yeah, we're going to have to kind of make fun of Kelsey a little bit here. Now, maybe this is on us. Maybe this is our fault. But
he did text me back last night.
We didn't do, no, not that. Oh. We didn't do this for Jason last year.
Oh, good point.
Well, I mean, like,
wait.
Really good point,
Joe. What is it, got jump change? And
No.
Saying to Brandon, like, Brandon, you did win, too.
So, I mean, June 2nd,
Jason,
62, right? June 2nd?
Jason did not. Jason didn't want it. We did
really?
Try to do a day.
Oh, did we?
Jason was, like, very adamant.
Oh, okay.
We wanted to, like, tie it in with the Eagles Autism Foundation,
fair
all
enough.
This stuff. He didn't
well,
want to be celebrated
I told
that
Brandon,
way.
Make sure you talk trash to Kelsey, because he got, you know. Brandon got one.
But really, thanks. What an incredible crowd last night,
yeah.
man. Thank you to everybody who came out. It was a great event. Everybody who worked behind it. And yeah. And thanks for making me a part of it. I was happy
you for
to
including me, Ava.
Yeah, it was a great night.
Love it.
I'm done, I swear, James. It's over.
Real love
go back
fest
to just
over here.
Yeah.
Real love
and
fest.
Also, horses aren't athletes. Have a nice
thank
day.
You, Ava,
you
thank you, Ava. Brought it back. Thank you, Ava. Well done. See, that was a winning comment at the end.
It's an outrage.
Drop the mic and out she goes.
All right. So the Phils get back at it later today. And as Rhea mentioned, in a minor league ballpark today.
Yeah, buddy.
So I'm thinking about it. Probably not since the Eagles played the Chargers in that ridiculous small venue. Because the Chargers tried to move from San Diego to L.A., but the other thing wasn't ready.
So the
ready.
Blue Jays had to play because of, they had something COVID? Where they played a season in Dunedin, right?
And
so
the Phillies played them?
And they were up in Buffalo
so.
As
yeah.
well.
Yeah, and they were in Buffalo. Phillies definitely played in a minor league park against the Blue Jays, one of those.
Well, I don't remember
Dunedin.
That.
Dunedin.
Okay.
It was Dunedin,
mm-hmm.
I thought
so,
it was.
So, Ben,
yeah.
what are we looking at today with the Yankees ballpark for a Phillies-Rays game? What's that? What is that like?
I would assume it'd be sold out.
Well, I would hope so.
It only seats 11,000.
Yeah.
God, 11. How cool would that be?
That'd be awesome to watch. I'm looking forward to it. It's different.
They're cutting it down to 10.
Did I ever tell you that time I snuck in the Citizens Bank Park during the pandemic? I was the one fan.
What?
Yeah. I always wanted to say I watched a Major League Baseball game all by myself. Yeah, snuck in.
He snuck in.
Nah. But it was 10. You wanted to, I mean, John, how cool would that have been? Talk about getting a foul ball.
Coulda.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You
know? That's so true.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to I'm on the trip later on in the year. We go to Sacramento to play the A's in their triple A.
Yeah,
well,
one,
that
yeah.
whole thing.
That is a.
So they've gone. Let's get
people
this.
On the lawn.
They've like gone from Philadelphia. The A's have gone from Philly to Kansas City to Oakland. Now to
Sacramento.
Sacramento, and then eventually Las Vegas?
Eventually.
Correct.
Well, and they're doing
maybe.
Well, right?
Maybe Las Vegas. Yeah, maybe. Vegas has to say okay.
They might
still.
Go back to Oakland.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Is that on the table?
That's on the table.
I hope they do, man.
I hope they do, too.
I do, too.
A team.
I agree, man.
100%.
Wow, yeah. That would be amazing.
They're
okay.
great fans.
How about
Oakland.
That?
They're great fans.
Hey, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It relates to Joelle. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. From Armin Chevrolet, together let's drive, visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you think the 76ers will trade Joelle sometime in the next year? By next year, we're defining it as 12 months, you know. Not
Can you imagine that? Like, that team that takes him, what's their plan?
No, I'll tell you exactly what their plan is. Whatever team takes him, if someone does, it's to try to win the title.
With
and
Joel's best friend.
Like we're making a deal with the devil. We might get nothing out of the guy, but if we get something, we could win a title. Like that's the goal, and that's why you're only going to hear about probably good teams. Like there's talk of the Lakers. Not that they're great, but you know, they got two. Try to add. Like let's put it this way: if Joel could play.
Oh, you would be perfect for the Lakers.
And
they need
LeBron
big man. That's what
and
they
Doncic.
Need. They need a big man. That's what they don't have.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Right. So all right. So the question, and obviously it would probably be a lot of draft picks and all that. Question, do you think the Sixers will trade him in the next year? John, how do you think people vote it?
Oh, my gosh. I think everyone is so fed up. They're probably just going to turn away and not even want to respond. So you've got 75% saying whatever the negative would be.
57% think he will be traded. Look, I don't because it's hard for me to imagine a team takes him.
Exactly.
Until he reestablishes that he can play, at which point I think the Sixers, if that happens, will choose to keep him.
But they might not be able to. If he says, hey,
I don't like you anymore. You say play. Do you say play 60 games?
Well, that's the other thing.
50? 40?
It's like you'd have to see it for an extended period of time. Because
there's no chance.
It seems so implausible. Yeah. Anyway,
which
we'll
is a shame.
Follow the bouncing ball. Speaking of basketball, James Harden was a disaster yet again in a game 7 the other day. And Stephen A. really called him out. And I appreciate this on ESPN yesterday. Listen to Stephen A. taking Harden to task.
When a game 7 arrives, you got cats, palms get sweaty, backsides get tight, they shivering. And for some reason with him, that is what people are looking at right now. So that's the problem that James Harden has. And I don't believe, outside of getting to a game 7 and just exploding, I don't believe his reputation overcomes this. It's not going to stop him from being in the Hall of Fame. It's not going to stop him being recognized as one of the greatest scorers in NBA history. But considering his talent and his resume, yet how small he comes up in a game 7, I don't know how you get over that, fellas.
Totally agree. It's defining. It's been so many at this point. It's like American knows, right? American knows.
Well, I think when James Harden gets talked about, it's mentioned. It's like, yeah, great scorer, Hall of Fame player, but it's in the first sentence.
Yeah, and honest to God, I feel like I'd almost lead with it and then say, "Oh, and he was also a good scorer." I'm serious.
No, I get it.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, I get it.
Patty is giving us a shout this morning. Good morning, Patty.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well, Patty.
Fantastic.
Good to talk to you guys. Just wanted to let you know I was at the event last night. The WIP crew did an amazing job in honoring Brandon. I was also at the Great American Pub for the afternoon show.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun, too. Joe, you were amazing. I did like when Brandon was throwing you under the bus a few times.
Well, a couple times.
Giving you some trash talk. I thought that was pretty cool.
It was. It really was. It was.
He got you good.
He got me pretty good there a few times. Yes, he did. As if as if I was the only person that wanted Earl Thomas instead of BJ. It was right, me. Right. No, no. It was good.
I was going to single you out.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, in all sincerity, the WIT crew, I listen to the morning show, the midday, and the afternoon show. You guys should be commended for how you did honor Brandon Graham and bringing all the former coaches, getting Jeffrey Lurie on there. Rhea, kudos to you.
Thank you.
But no, it was just a great, great time, great event, and I was glad I was able to attend.
Absolutely. And I'll say this, Patty, about Lurie coming on, first time in 31 years.
Crazy.
So if he keeps that going, some young hammer out there can talk to Lurie in the year 2056.
hopefully it doesn't take that long before I'll come back on the air. But again, like I said, you guys did a great job. Love listening to all of you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Patty, so very much. We appreciate that. With that, let's turn it over and do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Let me just ask the question of Ben, because Ben, you and I grew up same era.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking to people that don't speak publicly too much, obviously Lurie. I mean, you hear from them, but it's owners' meetings.
Right.
Do you think Andrew Toney will ever do an interview in Philadelphia ever again? Like, the guy disappeared. For those of you that are young, just know he was such an amazing player, and it ended really bad here. And when he left, he left.
He left.
Well, they accused him of, faking his foot.
Yeah,
problems.
But we did.
No. The
fans did it. I need Andrew Toney.
I don't know if there ever be a need for him to do an interview.
Well, how about if they ever, play the Boston Celtics and win a Game 7 the way he did in 1982? Seltzer, Toney, someday. Can you get him?
The Boston Strangler?
Yes. By the way, how's it going with any of the many celebs? I mean, James, every year we give you two or three names. John, we've given him Bradley Cooper.
Look, Sly,
Stallone.
I'm working on.
Apollo Creed died.
Yeah,
Kirstie Alley died.
Apollo Creed didn't want to come on the show.
More people have died.
Carl Weathers said, I'm good. I don't want to talk to the hammer. What am I supposed to do about
that? Okay. You tried on that one, but get something done sometime.
Wait, you didn't want to talk to the hammer?
I mean, about Martin Sheen.
Yeah, Martin Sheen is a real easy one to get on Philadelphia Sports
Radio. Just drive to Jenkintown. Someone there knows Bradley Cooper. Get him on the show.
Someone there knows him.
It's not that hard.
Doesn't your mom live next to Jenkintown?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, nearby.
Close enough.
Grew up in Huntington Valley. All right, time's yours for tomorrow. People, please rip Seltzer for never tracking down these high-level celebs.
Oh, never.
By the way, time's yours line. Let me tell you, for tomorrow's good calls, 215-238-4500. Rip Seltzer for tomorrow, please. All right. Time's yours today is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
BG Live was electric last night. We must have done the Eagles cheer at least a dozen times and in the streets afterwards. The crowd was captivated, though, when BG talked with stories. It was really, really cool to hear him speak, and it was a really, really great event. Thank you to WIP for putting this on and for Joe for hosting it. You guys did a great job, and it was a really memorable event.
I love it. Our pleasure. Awesome. Thank you for the kind words.
Jeff Lurie announced that he wants to bring back the fullback position. Other than the upcoming starting fullback, I bet John Ritchie's the happiest man in the world.
Ooh. John?
I do think it'll work. I just can't imagine. How many plays are we going to use him?
Not many.
There's so many.
Six.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what it looks like. I can't wait.
BG, you're the man. Topper, you are not. To see these things continually happening over and over with the Phillies is ridiculous. You take the best, hottest bat out of the lineup, Kepler's bat out of the lineup on Sunday. The dude's been hitting the ball on the nose every at bat. Moves just don't make sense. Discipline doesn't make sense. Topper, we got issues there.
Well, look, I'm not as down on the lineup as you're saying in some of his moves. I mean, sometimes guys aren't delivering. He juggles stuff around in part because guys don't deliver for him sometimes. So I'm not as down on Rob Thompson this year as some.
And you also have to let other guys play.
Say it again?
You also have to let other guys play.
Yeah,
you got 26 guys on the team for a reason. They have to play at some point.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yep.
Joe, if Secretariat is an athlete, do you think because it operates in such extreme conditions
that a bidet could be considered an athlete.
Inanimate objects, I'm going to say negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Don't you think you have to be able to comprehend that you're playing a game to be an athlete?
I think they know there's a finish line.
Oh, really?
I do.
You think they understand?
You think that's their first time around the track?
No, it's not. But they run because that's what they do.
They just run.
It's called the carrot and the stick. I'm going to give you a carrot if you finish
so that means
first.
That's not.
And if not, I hit you with a stick.
Oh my god!
Carrot and a stick.
Yeah,
it's my philosophy.
Your arguments are bad today. You would not be a good lawyer today, as you always say.
not my finest day. Ben, negative Ghost Rider. The pattern is full. Is from what movie?
Top Gun.
Good man.
Mm-hmm.
Good man. Did they do Kelly McGillis dirty? I mean, they just discarded her.
She's awful.
Jeez.
But doesn't it change?
She's the worst part of the first movie by miles. She's
but
like such a wooden performer.
Doesn't it change the first one, Ben? Like
that's true.
Like yeah. the end.
No
of
one
the
cared about that relationship except you. Like no one thought
that's
they were a great
true.
Couple.
But
no
they
one thought
found
they should
that loving feeling, yeah, and now we found out they lost it again.
They yeah. lost it.
Good job, Jennifer Connelly. Way better.
Well, Jennifer Connelly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
you know she went to Stanford too.
A whole different
she was at Stanford
with you.
Yeah,
we got to add her to the list.
Yeah,
with you.
How does that never?
That's another person James can't get.
Nice.
Let me tell you something. Seltzer single.
Actually, I think
and Jennifer
left.
Conley, he'd have.
He was talking
no
about
shot.
On the radio.
No,
big
I was talking
dog.
About getting him on the radio.
Yeah, well,
yes,
yeah, well yeah. I'm talking about what
yeah,
matters
are,
most.
Yeah, okay.
You know, a
yeah,
dirty good. Dog right here.
You are a dirty
and
dog.
Seltzer and Jennifer Connelly. Give me a break. Let's go to the phones. What do we got here? We got Neil, Northeast Philly. Neil.
Thanks for letting me be part of your radio family. And you, Rhea, you've been a great friend to me for years.
Oh, thank
I don't
you,
know, you said you must be smart because you went to Temple years ago. I don't know if you remember that, Rhea.
No, I'm not smart enough to remember it. But thank
okay.
you, Neil.
Yeah, well, anyway, I think Hurts is a top five quarterback, and Geoffrey... Lurie is one of the greatest owners ever, you know, like, and hopefully they continue to be the gold standard.
Yeah, well, they've become it, that's for sure. All right, Neil, we're going to turn two and start moving really fast. This is for Metallica tickets. What does not make sense from a show or a movie?
Well, I'll say Bull Durham, you know, Crash Davis never making the majors, him training LaRouche to be a major
he did make it, right, James? He had been up for a minute.
He had been up for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Got a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee, yep. Is exactly.
Jim right now. Jim, give me something we're turning to. What doesn't quite make sense from a show or a movie?
The One Punch Knockout Punch and all the detective shows and cop shows. They hit a guy one time, and he's out for 10 minutes.
You know, that's not bad.
It's not bad. I agree.
Not
like
bad.
Like the butt of a gun, all of a sudden you're automatically knocked out when you get hit with the butt of a gun.
Right.
Like every time, really?
I don't know, James. Sure. Why don't we try it on you tomorrow and you tell me if we knock
out? I'll bet you it doesn't knock me out. We could try it. I'll bet.
Let me know if you need a gun.
I like this.
I assumed I would get knocked out if I was hit with the butt of a gun.
All right, so I think there are three really good answers here. So Titanic, the thing has come up before, the ridiculousness of Rose throwing the diamond in the ocean. Worthy answer. Two that I don't think we've ever heard before when we've discussed things on our show that I think are great answers. The Clark Kent Superman thing.
Yeah. Right?
How do people not know that that guy is that guy?
Oh, my gosh.
It is ridiculous. Like,
okay. And then the other one
because
is...
Because he has glasses!
Right. And then Weekend at Bernie's. He's dead.
Yeah.
Man, I think it's Weekend at Bernie's.
I think it's Superman and Clark Kent.
I mean, it's a dead person for an entire right. weekend
so
that they're
we
animating.
Got, we got five,
so extreme.
We got five people here.
Like, theoretically, you could be like, maybe not want to see Superman, like, look
all right,
past
we got,
it.
We got two choices.
A dead guy.
Two choices. Bernie's or Superman. It's 1-1 so far. John, which do you vote for?
Rigor mortis.
Okay. Ben, which do you vote for?
Bernie's.
Okay, that's it.
There you go.
Bernie says one.
I root for rigor mortis.
Jordan, you have won Metallica tickets. Both were great answers. Hey, everyone, have a spectacular rest of the day. Phil's later tonight. Obviously, check it out. We'll be talking about that and more tomorrow.